Tennis is back in full swing. Bet Rivers has every shot covered. Live betting opportunities on every point. Instant results in the most live streams of tennis matches in the world. $250 match bonus. Fast payouts. One-time playthrough at Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. One more thing on the UFC. No one can take the left. But they are saying several, David Purdom wrote about it, they're saying at PointsBet, it's trending to be the biggest bet UFC card ever. And it's a couple $100,000 bets on McGregor already have come in. So let the fun start here with the McGregor action too.
What did I see at one offshore book until yesterday morning? They had more action, they had more money on McGregor than all of the other fights combined.
Oh, I believe that. Sure.
I got to get that exact
number
for you.
Are you ready for the big one tonight? We're ready. Penguins, Rangers. New York Mets on Twitter. In the three Ranger games, goals have been scored 233, 212, and 32 seconds in. In the four Pittsburgh games, goals have been scored 512, 727, 19 seconds, and 455 in. Goal in the first 10 looks very juicy here. Absolutely, New York Mets. And the teams combined, of course, 7-0, yes, goal in the first 10. And the Penguins are 4-0 to the over in the first period. And look at the scores in the first four Pittsburgh games, first period. Look at the scores, period, with Pittsburgh. And the Rangers coming off have had a couple wild affairs, too.
Sure.
So I'm absolutely on board that this game should be a lot of fun tonight, and there should be one early here, right away with the Penguins and the Rangers.
What do you want to do with the Capitals and the Sabres tonight?
Oh, what a mess.
This is a total... So this game's going to get played?
They're supposed to play it.
Okay, so they're without Capitals here. They are without Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Kuznetsov.
Samsonov's
out. Samsonov.
They're all hanging in the hotel room together with no masks.
Yeah, so they broke the COVID protocols.
Fined $100,000. Yep. So four of their best five players are out. They called up. You got the taxi squad goalies. You might have third string goalies go out of here. I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. That's right.
The kid from Buffalo's out. Buffalo might play a third string. I don't know what's going on. They're favored? Oh, man. This is kooky. I don't know what to do with this game.
I mean, do you not make Buffalo the favorite, though? You take four guys like that off the Washington roster for this individual game?
Well, how much are these guys worth? I don't know. This is unprecedented. The Capitals were sent out a $1.65 favorite, I believe. And then once word came down, all these guys were favored, out. Buffalo's, is that true? Buffalo's now, wow.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
I don't know. Pittsburgh's $1.75, by the way, but... I don't know what you do with this game. I got to see what happens. Who's playing goal? I don't know what this is going to look like.
I'm looking at Buffalo here at circa minus 118. They're as high as minus 140 down the street here in Las Vegas. That is nuts. And we get another Edmonton and Toronto game. These games have been under. Six and a half on the total here.
How much time?
10 seconds.
Okay. No, there was a good breakdown by a viewer about the Maple Leafs we can get to coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
I found it interesting.
Up next, Adam Chernoff's going to join the program. He went big on the Packers last week. Is he doing it again on Sunday?
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains with the concussion protocol, but took the majority of snaps to the first-team offense in practice yesterday. Chiefs a three-point favorite over the Bills in the AFC title game Sunday. Packers laying 3.5 against Tampa Bay. The Brooklyn Nets dropped a 147-135 double overtime decision to Cleveland earlier this week. They dropped that game as a 10.5-point favorite. Brooklyn laying 9.5 today at Cleveland. The total 227 at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Alex Ovechkin and three other players out for the Washington Capitals due to COVID-19. They're plus 110 of the money line at home against Buffalo, laying $1.30. It's another huge NFL playoff weekend, and the NHL is back along with college basketball and the NBA. Get all the VSiN's insights as an all-access subscriber. Subscribe today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Oh.
This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard from the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Every Friday at this time, Adam Chernoff joins the program. Excellent analyzing and betting the NFL. And you need to subscribe to his podcast, which is called The Simple Handicap. And he joins the program. We'll get into, I want to find out if Adam is going to be betting the Packers big again this week. He had it last week. But before we do, Adam, and first of all, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate you coming on. You tweeted about this yesterday. A lot of people were tweeting about this, had a lot of steam. We need to play the press conference, a little bit of this here, the soundbite from Dan Campbell. Right. Put him in the Hall of Fame, the new head coach of the Detroit Lions, to get your reaction. I could not believe what he was saying yesterday.
So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality.
I mean, it's so silly, and you have to laugh at something like that. People are tweeting into the show already today, I need Lions under regular season win total, or I don't care what it is. But just go ahead, take it away. Your thoughts on that nonsense we heard yesterday, Adam.
Well, and I tweeted it out, and I said, like, the fact that you can be a grown adult and speak like that in public is just baffling to me. But what's even worse is, he went into an interview process, went through the interview process, and there was someone on the other end that said, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. Here's a whole bunch of money. Let's sign you for 6 years. Yeah. This isn't like a 2 or 3 year deal. Here's 6 years. Like, what did he do in the interview process that could have been so different from that it paint like, it's, and if there's a team that's going to do it, it has to be Detroit this point. Like, if it's not going to be, I can't understand how you can get in that position doing like that. And there's everything about what he said just screams second and long runs, establishing the run, running downhill. Like, it's terrible.
I don't get it.
I can't believe it.
Well, I thought it was I did a triple take when I saw he even had an interview because he was so cartoonish and a caveman in Miami. Wasn't George Costanza removed for cursing at a wedding toast? The guy curses at the introduction press conference.
That's right.
He cursed yesterday, too. Were there any other highlights with some of these press conferences that you found out around the league?
Well, and just to further on that point, like, there's elite talent that's being sort of neglected here, either through the interview process and especially the hiring process. Like, there's some huge names out there with huge accolades that should have supported them getting hired somewhere. Mm-hmm. And like, teams are settling for these guys. But I thought what Staley said in Los Angeles was interesting. After being a coordinator for 1 year in the NFL, he gets a head coaching job and he comes out and he says, well, I'm going to embrace analytics when it feels right. And so, like, it doesn't work that way, but okay, that's a good thing to say, but great. And then Robert Salon, look, I love my Jets. I thought it was a good hire despite him being a defensive guy. He comes out and he says, it's going to be all gas and no brakes. Like, that's like football talk. We kind of know what Salah is. And like, that has sort of translated into success in terms of motivation and leadership on the sideline. A lot different tone from what we've seen from Campbell, but like, probably the three examples of like traditional coach speak that you can get in like varying arrays of absurdity. But we got it all yesterday in coach interviews, for sure.
Yeah, great job last week with the Packers. You loved the Packers against the Rams, and your breakdown was phenomenal, and the success they had on offense and moving the ball against the Rams, and they couldn't get pressure on Rodgers. So I said before you came on, I said, unless Green Bay beats themselves, which doesn't happen because they only had 11 turnovers this year, it's hard for me to envision a scenario where Tampa Bay wins the game, because they were outplayed by the Saints, and the Saints gave it to them, and Tampa struggled on offense in a dome. So now elements, maybe snow. What's your takeaway and your thoughts on the NFC title game?
Both of the championship games are really interesting because there's a lot of similarities between the two games. And so in this game specifically, it really depends on how you viewed what has happened down the stretch and most recently in the playoffs as to sort of where you're going to stand on this number being too short or too long, because for the most part, a lot of the matchups at this point with just two games on the board are really sort of going to be priced in. Like, you're not going to have a huge advantage championship weekend and Super Bowl finding like really specific matchups that are not priced in. And so with this game specifically, there's the very obvious anchor point early in the season where the Buccaneers beat the Packers 38-10. What is interesting to me about that game is Adams was just returning off of that turf toe injury that kept him out for a couple of weeks. Lazard did not play. And during the game, the Packers also lost two offensive linemen. The splits for Aaron Rodgers this season have been very damning for what we can sort of expect from him going forward, where from a clean pocket, he's far and away the best passer in the NFL. When he's pressured, he drops all the way down to 28. So there's an enormous contrast for Rodgers in a clean pocket versus not. And in that game against Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers blitzed over 50% of the time. They generated pressure on him, 21 different dropbacks. Like, they were living in the backfield, but there were two offensive line injuries. And there was also the two best skilled players for the Packers not available for that game or very limited in terms of health. And so obviously that looks a lot different this week. But the thing that stands out to me, as it has with Green Bay the entire season, they were up 10-0 in that game, which is not different from what we've seen with Green Bay. In just two games of their 17 this season, the Packers have not got out to a first half lead. 15 of 17 games, they've led by double digits this season.
Wow. Like,
we have to put an enormous value on that, especially from a betting perspective. And a lot of the reluctance, I guess, from sort of the professional side of betting this week when it comes to the Packers is a lot of the times that the Packers have failed to cover when they're laying a bigger number, bigger than a field goal, in this case it's 3.5 points, have been because there's been backdoor covers or late scores from opposing teams that make the games look a lot closer than they actually were. But it's a case of putting value on teams that get out to leads versus teams that don't, and the Packers are certainly one of those. And the thing with Tampa Bay is, with Bowles, they're extremely predictable in what they're going to do defensively. It's rarely is there a drastically different game plan week to week. And it shows in how teams have been able to attack Tampa Bay this season. The Buccaneers are bottom 10 in the league for first quarter and first half scoring allowed. So this is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that very much a bit of the opposite, where the Packers keep getting out to these big leads early. The Buccaneers have given up a ton of points early as well. We know how important the script is to LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers. Said it last week. It's very true this week again. And this is a spot where the Buccaneers defensively in that game against Washington, against Heinicke making his first start, like, there were receivers running wide open all game long. Heinicke goes for 315 yards. Like, there was no issue for Washington moving the football against Tampa Bay. Last week against the Saints, it was 20-13 for the New Orleans Saints. They were across midfield late in the third quarter driving. I had a Bucs ticket. I thought I was cooked. And then sure enough, there's a fumble. Tampa Bay gets the ball. They go down, score 20-20. Then they force a couple turnovers late as they just sort of compress the box and sit on top of Breeze, not allowing him to throw anywhere. He couldn't with all the injuries that he was dealing with. Part of the reason the Bucs were so valuable last week. But like, it's a spot where I'm looking at the Packers. They get out to these big leads. The Buccaneers struggle to defend first quarter, first half. They're very predictable defensively. It's the best offense in the NFL, and they're just absolutely on fire at the moment. They can't do anything wrong. They can negate the pressure with the increased motion that they've put forth in the last 6 to 7 games. There's been a big correction since midseason when they were struggling on the offensive line. It's another spot where I think the Packers win pretty comfortably. It's not as big as a bet for me this week as it was last week, but certainly I'm on the Packers here again.
Okay, very good breakdown. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff is our guest. Subscribe to his podcast called The Simple Handicap. Any opinion on the total, or do you think that number is pretty much right where it should be?
To me, the total handicap is really simple. Last week, we saw the over in the Bucs-Saints game open 48.5. It was bet up to 53.5. It was an enormous move that had a lot of influence behind it. This week, the total's 51. Packers, they're a better offense than the Saints. The Packers are a slightly worse defense from the Saints. If you believe that both of those things are true, you believe that the Buccaneers, the rate at which they've increased the deep ball and the success they've had with it, as well as the Packers offense and how they're able to get out the early leads, but just sustain offense throughout the game. If you think all of that is true, then this total is arguably 2.5 points short versus where the price point was sort of established for the team last week in the Buccaneers. So that would be how I would look at the total. At 51, you can really only look to the over here, in my opinion.
Okay. Do you have an opinion on the late game in the AFC Championship where the Chiefs are laying 3 against the Bills and we still kind of don't know what's going to happen with Patrick Mahomes at this point?
I would be very surprised if he doesn't ultimately end up playing. And I would say that the toe would be more of a concern than the concussion, but I don't know how much of a concern the toe ultimately is. Very similar situation here with this game as to the earlier game where there's that early season anchor, right? The Kansas City Chiefs beat up on the Buffalo Bills. That box score shows the Kansas City Chiefs outgaining Buffalo by 265 yards, 2.5 yards per play. Like, it wasn't particularly close. What I think we can take away from that game is the fact that the Bills chose to do what we saw from the Texans, what we saw from the Raiders, what we saw from the Jets, what we saw from the Chargers in the early game as well, where they sat in 2 deep safeties the entire game, and they said to Kansas City and Reed, if you want to beat us, here's 4 to 5 yards underneath. You can take it every time, but you're not going to beat us deep. And in every other situation where there's been a repeat game, so within the division or the Texans game to start, which was essentially a repeat game because the last game the Texans played before that was in the playoffs, all of the teams have switched their defensive coverage one game to another against Kansas City. They've never given the same look in consecutive games. And I think we're going to see Buffalo play very similar to what they did in the first game, because the press conferences from McDermott, he was saying that he would go out and defend Kansas City and this team again, and he was actually quite complimentary of what the Bills did defensively in that first game. So I think that that's going to be a very similar look, and I think Kansas City is once again going to be able to exploit that, but I think they're also going to be able to find success moving the ball down the field and be a little more explosive than what we saw in that first game through the air. And so I also look at this market situation in a very similar fashion. Buffalo, no team's hotter in the NFL. They come in absolutely on fire, covering every game for the better part of 2.5 months. Like, they're the team that everyone wants to bet on. I think in that Colts game where they were a touchdown favorite for just the third time all season was sort of the top point of their pricing range. Last week, even that price against Baltimore, a bit steep. But it's a situation where it depends how you look at that game, right? It was the Ravens late in the third quarter on the 5-yard line looking to score and tie the game up in a game where the Ravens really did nothing. And they were unable to do it. The pick six goes the other way. That game looks very different. Through 2 playoff games, the Bills have allowed 13 opponent drives inside their 30-yard line. The Bills are minus 20 points net on those 13 drives. They've allowed 27 points to be scored on the offense, and they scored a pick six the other way. Minus 20 points on 13 drives inside their own 30 is absolutely absurd. So, like, this defense has been extremely timely, extremely opportunistic, and against the Chiefs, that's not going to work. And so it's a spot where I think Casey coming in may potentially be slightly undervalued for the first time, not only coupling the Mahomes uncertainty, but the fact that we haven't seen the Chiefs cover in the better part of 2.5 months. And so I guess I look at this game and I say, if the Mahomes injury wasn't there, which I don't think it fully is anymore, and like, what if those streaks were not as existent in terms of both of these teams and how they've done against the spread? Like, does this point spread look at 4.5, 5? Like, does this factor in, coupled with the Mahomes news, to the point where maybe we're getting a little bit of value with the Chiefs, believe it or not, at this point in the season? I think it matters a little bit, and this is the first time we're really seeing it. And so I like Kansas City -3, but I like the money line as well, if you want to play it that way. But laying the points here with Kansas City is certainly the way that I would go. I like both home teams this weekend.
Excellent analysis, as always. You're the best, Adam. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games.
Yep, you too. You. There you go. Again, the podcast is called The Simple Handicap, and Adam comes on to this every single Friday throughout the football season, and his breakdowns are just top-notch every single week. And last week, Green Bay again, loved him. That got in, and if you missed it, he's on Green Bay again this week, but not as big of a bet against Tampa Bay compared to what he had on them against the Rams a week ago. You like that as well? You on the Chiefs?
Some of these, you know, some of this is easy. You said you want to talk about a game for 2 hours, but I think in the NFC game, the turnover battle will decide it.
Yeah.
Very, I mean, it's just someone beat themselves. Look at the Saints game. I mean, the Tampa had no business winning that game.
I would agree.
They had no business winning that game. Okay? And I can say it because I can't prove it. I think the Saints win that game if he goes to Winston and hooks Breeze. But in any event, I can't go against Mahomes in a big game. You know, a little concerned that he was limited again yesterday. But if this is a perfect game for in-play wagering. Just because it's up doesn't mean you have to bet it. I would watch the first couple drives and see what he looks like. And your comeback might be, my God, it could be 10-0 then after that. But
sure.
If he looks good right away and he looks like his normal self, I think they're going to win the game. This guy's 24-1 going back.
Again, there's a difference here between taking the points against the Chiefs and saying who's going to win.
With crazy points.
They haven't covered since the Jets game.
Right, right.
But they win every single week.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll
never see this again. It's eight in a row.
Right.
By six or fewer.
So in terms of who's actually playing in the Super Bowl next week, you gotta like KC a lot. Because you have to beat him. You have to go there and you have to outscore that guy as the quarterback. I mean,
And Belichick and Brady are the only ones to do it.
Yeah. Yep. We will run down what to look for this weekend in the NBA and college basketball coming up next. On DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Just download the app and use the code VSIN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes each week. Don't wait. Sign up now, and new customers get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code VSIN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, the number is 1-800-GAMBLER. It's available to play in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Must be 21 years or older. For entertainment purposes only, no results guaranteed, void where prohibited, eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. A little NBA here. Last night, the Lakers went to Milwaukee. That was the winner. That kind of offset a little bit anyway of the Bruins loser on the under last night for me.
Isn't that cool? What, 8-0 now? 8-0 on the road for the Lakers?
Yeah, that's right. This Bucks team is good. They're not great. And against other teams now, I'm fading them every time.
We should do a new segment. You know what really grinds my gears?
Hey, that's creative.
Grinds
that's
my
good.
Gears.
I like that.
The Peter Griffin. I saw your tweet. The game tipped at 4:51.
Something like that, yeah. It says every website on the TV listing, right, 4:30 for the game. 4:35 is acceptable.
Hockey's doing a pretty good job.
They're doing a pretty solid job.
They usually drop the puck by 5 after.
Yep.
Or 35 after.
Yep.
It's just...
The NBA.
I don't know how we got here.
I don't.
Whoever came up with, let's start the game at 5:15. Let's kick off at 5:10.
Right. For the NBA, like 22 minutes past when it's supposed to start.
That's why I love soccer. That thing is ready to go on time.
Bam.
And usually a Sunday NFL, the kickoff's at 10:02. I mean, this is just, okay. But that's, not much happening as far as last night. There wasn't a big card. With the hockey, you're right, that was weird. I mean, that was... Where'd that come from? I mean, Boston hadn't been able to do anything the whole season. And then in the third period, they just erupt and they go crazy. And they finally got a 5-on-5 goal, too.
Yeah, they did.
And Philly fell asleep. But hell of a game, though. And then...
Every time you looked up, there was another goal in the third period.
Montreal did it. I wrote it down earlier.
Yeah.
Where is it with... Damn.
Well, that game...
Look at the Vancouver scores so far this year. You believe that? 5-1 to the over. They played a 5-3, a 5-2, a 5-2, a 6-5, and a 7-3.
Well, last night was your boy Demko.
Yeah, apparently that ship has sailed.
There was Nate Schmidt, former Golden Knight. Did you see that play? He had a turnover in their own zone last night that was just amateur hour personified. and it led to another Canadiens goal. But that was just back and forth, silly goals right out of the gates, 2-2 before he could blink. Both teams were getting up and down. And then yep. The Canadiens had four goals in the second period.
Help us out, too. Hello, Rogers. Peekaboo. We see you. We love you, Canada, and also hockey fans. So we got an email from a viewer saying his theory is, at first he was in love with the schedule, but he's a Maple Leafs fan. Now he's thinking not so much. His theory is that Toronto's so big, and they're the I'll take him for his word, the Toronto, Montreal, whatever, but that Toronto is the team, but that everyone is going to get up for the Maple Leafs now. And you saw what Edmonton did the other night. You know, much like we had this year with Kansas City. Teams, after they played the Chiefs, started 2-9 ATS. So, oh, here come the champs. He's saying, and you know, with these Canadian teams, it's like, let's go A game. We got to beat the Maple Leafs. Come on. And then they're going to put so much into Toronto that maybe the Maple Leafs don't have a good season. And then watch for teams struggling when they're done with Toronto.
Okay, so you bet against Toronto a lot. And then when the team that they're playing moves on to take on the next team,
go against them.
They're a fade. It's a pretty good angle.
Yeah. Because remember, the line didn't make any sense. Edmonton came in playing bad hockey, poor hockey. Toronto was only a $1.40 favorite. They scored one goal and got beat at home. And then, how did those two close games against Ottawa look now? I mean, Winnipeg took them out no problem last night, too, after Ottawa blew the first game. So, he might be something to follow.
No,
I'll follow that. I'll pay attention to it.
And by the way, the games that we mentioned yesterday, where they had played earlier in the week, against the same opponent, the Flyers were one. Well, they came back and had a 2-0 lead, and they blew that game. But the other one was Montreal, where they lost.
They responded. That's right.
They did respond, and they were a short number last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was going to work for the Flyers last night, but the Bruins just completely snapped out of it in that third period, and that was just a total aberration.
Okay. Oh, Edmonton and Toronto again. The Maple Leafs should win this game. Now, the Maple Leafs should respond tonight, laying $1.40, and Toronto should win. You also have the Knights and Coyotes for the third time. They play 4 in a row. Now they go to Arizona. Knights 4-0.
Yeah, 4-0 covering the puck line and going over every single game.
I would say, no, they won an overtime in one of them.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I would say goal in first 10. I would say goal in first 10 in play here with VGK.
All right, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Another game that we have going on tonight. They just played. And the team got beat in double overtime. They're a huge favorite tonight. Member today and get all of our expert VSiN betting analysis for NFL Conference Championship Weekend and every sport in action for less than $22 per month. Receive daily emails with our best bets from guests and hosts, 24/7 video access, and our Point Spread weekly betting guides. It's everything you need to increase your sports betting IQ. Start your free trial right now at VSiN.com/subscribe. Yeah, I don't know if this is breaking news, but from Adam Schefter 20 minutes ago, NFL announced they're going to have fans in the stands for the Super Bowl. They're going to get exactly 22,000 fans in the game.
Oh.
And 7,500 of which will be vaccinated healthcare workers getting free tickets to the game.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Excellent. Real Matt in Indy. After hearing Dan Campbell's press conference, I'd pay good money to see footage of the interviews with the candidates that didn't get the job. I imagine they look a lot like the Tiger King documentary. I mean, that's crazy. You know, and I'll tell it next week. We had a Dan Campbell here, a coach of the local, we had an arena football league team, and we carried the games. And this guy was just, that was his line. The coach's show every week was high comedy. He would say to players, it's like, if you don't like what I have to say, we're going to take shirts off and go at it.
Yeah, face to face.
Yeah.
And what was his name again?
Danton Bartel.
I'm going to see if I have that.
Now, the guy before him I got in a fight with. But argument, because I said, where's the sheet that tells you when to go for two? The bozo.
Oh, he was a good guy, though.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think he was still in the league a while back. But they were up five with like a minute left, and he kicked the extra point. And then they lost by one.
That's right.
And then they're like, he got mad at me and they complained and guys on the team complained. And the GM's like, the guy's right. What are you talking about? You got to go for two there. Yeah. Where's the sheet? Where's the sheet and the chart? But I mean, it was, I can't believe that guy got hired.
So, after hearing that, neither can I. How can anybody believe he got hired? In 2021, we're going to bite kneecaps off? We're going to take another chunk out of you on our way on the way up?
You know, listen.
You know what? Matt had a good point earlier. Matt Santos, he said before the show, he goes, you know what? I think that he had no idea what he was going to say. And he just started talking. And that started to come out of his mouth.
And then
when he said that, I'm like, it felt like Will Ferrell blacked out in Old School. Like, he doesn't even remember what he was saying. Like one of those things.
Let's go streaking.
It wasn't prepared. He's like, I'm Mr. Tough Guy.
But that's him, though.
I know.
I mean, it's hard to offend me. But the other thing, that's live on local television and probably on NFL Network. You're cursing?
Well, maybe not offended. You just he came across as a buffoon with that kind of language.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're a grown-up. Talk like it. I don't know. The whole thing is just... there's the sign. Yeah, the dude.
The dude. From the Big Lebowski. He cut the hair. He had longer hair. He looked like the dude.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good luck, Detroit.
Yeah. That's
haven't won a playoff game since 1991.
That's like your opinion, man. Good luck, Detroit. Billion-dollar operation. I don't know why you've only won one playoff game since Lane. I don't get it.
Doesn't make any sense.
You couldn't wait to run Caldwell out. Yeah. You couldn't wait to run Caldwell out. Oh. You went Patricia, disaster. Now you're going this guy.
Can I give you one NBA game tonight? We get the rematch here already. They just played Wednesday night. I watched it. It was the Nets and the Cavaliers. It was 147 to 135 in multiple overtimes. You know all about the game already, probably. Durant and Harden, they each played 50. I find this fascinating. Kyrie Irving played 48 minutes. Yeah, he had 37 points. He had 2 rebounds. He had 3 assists. That's who he is.
Yes.
Right?
I find this fascinating.
But
why?
They had no answer for Sexton. He had 42. Nash and Giddey did not foul. In that game, they were laying like right around the same number. I think that went off at like 10, maybe 10.5 at some spots. They're 9. They run it back again tonight. Nets are 9.5, and the total is 227. And what you see is what you get with this Nets team. Awesome offensively. But defensively, they can't stop a high school team. And they couldn't the other night. And the total is 227. Might be low. Kind of need to see it from them before I get I can believe that they're going to actually put out a good effort defensively.
So we'll have several teams to look at here once they come back. And you saw the layoff yesterday with Tampa. They got off to a slow start, but won. Washington's going to have a long layoff. Memphis is going to have a long layoff. Major COVID issues. They're going to play the Washington game, even though 4 of the top 5 players are out. What do we do with the Dallas Stars tonight with their first game? There's another one. Now, the Panthers were okay, but they went against the Blackhawks, the worst team in the league. What does Dallas look like tonight? And they're even at home against the Predators.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is finally getting the season underway here. I don't know. I'm interested to see what that's. And I don't know what – this could be a debacle with this Buffalo-Washington game. I mean, we might have third-string goalies. Or we might – top guys out for Washington. I don't know what this is going to look like.
Now, Nashville, they have shut out Dallas in their last 2 meetings, for what it's worth. But yeah, tonight, that's interesting watch for sure in a follow. The other game, like you talked about, what about the Red Wings and the Blackhawks tonight? Blackhawks are playing in all of these super high-scoring games. They've allowed 5 goals in every single game so far this year.
But 4-0, no goal first 10. That's weird. And they played 3 different goalies already. So
yeah, that's right.
I would be Nigel Seeley. Don't be a moron. Put more on it in play. Once that total is low and creeps down after they play 6-7 minutes scoreless out of the gates, then he can come in and go over it. 6. Jeez. 6. I know what Mike Palm will be on if it's going to be Grice for Detroit.
Well, for sure.
I can tell you that. And that tells you all you need to know about the Blackhawks. $1.30 at home against Detroit.
Well, the Red Wings... they've actually, the under is 3-1 for the team overall. The Blackhawks have won 4 of the past 5 meetings between these 2 teams, but...
that means nothing.
I mean, exactly this right. There is a pretty solid chance the Blackhawks actually might be worse than the Red Wings this year. I mean, small sample size, but based on what we've seen so far and just the makeup of the overall team and the goaltending, could be possible.
Yeah.
Could be.
And I can't wait for this Ranger game. I mean, this could be something tonight. I want to see this Pittsburgh train keeping a rolling here. It's 7-0 combined goals in the first 10 with the Pittsburgh and the Rangers, and all four first periods have gone over.
Did you point out a price already on the first period in that game?
First period over?
Yeah.
In the Penguins game? I have not. I did not point that out.
Okay.
Ottawa's 3-1, first loser last night, first period over. The Islanders are 3-1. That was a miracle. Goal with 20 seconds left. The Capitals are 3-1. Arizona's 3-1. And the Kings and the Sharks are 3-1. Second period over. Winnipeg, the Kings, Florida, Vancouver, and Montreal are all perfect. Winnipeg and the Kings are perfect, 4-0. Vancouver is 5-1. Montreal's 4-1. And the Flyers are 5-0, third period over. Montreal's 4-0. So is Buffalo, Chicago, Arizona, and Colorado. Oh. Good job. Chris Otto updates it every single day.
Paul, I'll give you this. I'm looking at an offshore spot right now where they posted a 2 on the Rangers-Penguins.
Yeah.
And they've also posted a 2 again tonight on the Oilers and the Maple Leafs.
I don't get that.
That's weird.
This is not a high-scoring team.
Yep. We also have
2 again.
Yeah, the Pegasus World Cup is going on this weekend. How about some horse racing picks from the GOAT, Jeff Siegel, coming up next.
First Bet's giving new and existing customers a $20 risk-free bet to celebrate the first major horse racing event of the year. Visit first.com/horses to sign up. And if you're a horse racing fan, First Bet's the spot for you. VSiN.com/horses to sign up for this great offer. And the GOAT, Jeff Siegel, joins us now to talk about this and also his picks today. Thanks for the time, friend. It's been a while. How would you use the $20 that First Bet is offering VSiN viewers and listeners to win?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there to spread it around, but there's some good plays. Actually, from a gambling standpoint, I think the World Cup, the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational and the Pegasus World Cup Invitational, the dirt race tomorrow, both are pretty enticing, I think. And, it's hard to pinpoint one bet, but I think if you really want to know my best bet, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational, number 8, another twist of fate. He's 5-1 in the morning line. He's a California shipper, and I really think he's going to reproduce his best form and maybe win right back after winning a very nice race here at Santa Anita earlier this month. I think he's a really up-and-coming type of horse, and I think he's going to get a great trip. And with Joel Rosario riding, I think another twist of fate is going to be tough to beat. That's the 11th race tomorrow on the program. That's the Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational.
Okay, that's on the turf again, like you pointed out. What about the other race that we have?
Well, the other race is the Pegasus World Cup Invitational. That's the big one. That's the $3 million race. And again, that's a good gambling race, I think, as well. I think there are 2 horses to use here. If you can play them in an exacto or an exacta box, Nick's Go really is the one to beat. He's 5-2 in the morning line. He's a very fast horse. Just won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He's not sure about a mile and an eighth. He's going to be in front. He always goes to the front. I'm not sure if he can run this far, but he's the fastest horse in the race. And if he can keep going, he'll be tough. But there's another horse in there as well that's going to be a better price at 5-1. That's number 7, Tax. Tax will be sitting second or third. And if Nick Skell gets a little tired, I think Tax is the one that he has to worry about in the final furlong. But either way, I think they can run 1-2 or 2-1, so you can make an exact box there. And I think between the two of them, I think you might be able to cash a nice ticket there.
Okay. What are you looking at today? Let's go Oaklawn in the 6th race, please.
Cattle River is a really nice prospect. He's 5-2 in the morning line, but I think he's going to go shorter than that. This is a lightly raced a 3-year-old colt. I think you're going to see him maybe make some noise on the Derby trail. And he's got coming off a real nice maiden win at in Kentucky, and I think he's going to come right back and do that again. So that's Cattle River at Oaklawn Park. And, you know, here at Santa Anita also, we got another one that I like, and that's in the 7th race. His name is Vava Vegas. This is a nice second-time starter from Bob Baffert's barn. He's 5-2 in the morning line as well. And he ran well in his debut. He finished second, but I think he's better than that. And I think he's the kind of colt that's going to really improve dramatically between his first and second start. So if he does what I think he's going to do, I think he's going to be tough. That's in the 7th race today at Santa Anita. That's number 5, Vava Vegas.
Great job, excellent, sir. Good luck out there. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
VSiN.com/horses to sign up. Place a win bet. If your horse doesn't win, you get your money back up to $20. First Bet's the spot for you if you love horse racing. VSiN.com/horses to sign up for the Pegasus World Cup offer today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's good info from Jeff, and he's been phenomenal on this show. And so we've been having him on for a while.
Yeah, and in the Invitational Stakes, again, he said the 4 and the 7. The 4 is Nick's Go. The 7 is Tax to play in a Quinella Exacta box at that point.
You see the names there? Sleepy Eyes Todd, Nick's Go, Jesus Team. Some good names. Math Wizard.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Some that's
kissed,
not bad.
Kissed Today Goodbye. Did you see the Bond movie got pushed back for the 4th time? How many beats can I take? Ah,
have you seen the date?
Like October now, right?
Yeah, I think it's October 8th.
Wasn't it supposed to come out last summer?
Yes, it was.
Oh, man.
They all were.
Yeah.
The MI movie, Top Gun 2 was coming out. It's all been pushed back. Now October. Like, yeah, set my calendar for that one.
Mm.
That's going to be like week 5 of the NFL season.
I agree with a lot of people on Twitter. What's the difference now? Just put the thing on pay-per-view or Netflix and come on.
I would agree.
Gotta wait for you.
Yeah. Some feedback here on email that we're getting, ftm@vsin.com. This is from Jason in Miami. Chernoff's breakdowns are great. Reminds me of a young Dave Malinsky.
Mm.
That's a throwback for you.
Professor.
Yep. Sean Harnish, good angle here. KC versus teams over 500 this year. 5-0 all on the road, all by 3 or more. Had a double-digit lead in the 4th quarter in all of them. But 3-2 ATS, they were getting they got backdoored in the 2 games they lost. They got backdoored against the Buccaneers. I mean, that game was just nuts what Mahomes and Hill did in the 1st quarter. And then they got backdoored in the Saints game, which that game had no flow. It felt like it was a 4-hour football game. And if that, a fumble? Was it a muff punt? Right? If the Saints we're basically what, tied at halftime rather than it goes out of the back of the end zone? So it's a safety?
The emails keep coming. A Lions win total under.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fiasco. How are you going to get excited? How do you get excited? Now, some people just sit there and say, oh, yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
The toughness.
Of course.
I mean, you'll get some of that.
I don't know. If I live in that area and I have season tickets, I hear that, I call up and say, no, thanks. I'm not coming back to the game.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm done.
That's it.
I want a full refund. Honestly. Because what you heard there, I mean, it's pretty easy to like get a gauge on somebody based on that.
That's what the guy is.
It is going to be tough man mentality. They're going to punt on 4th and 1 at the 40-yard line because they want to play tough physical defense and you know, pin you deep and make it a field position game. And it's going to be running the football, and God.
I think Matt nailed it. He went in, I'm just going to shoot from the hip, ad lib.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And then
And then that's who he is.
Because that's who he is in meetings. That's
sure.
The guy.
That's who he is in real life, and it came across like that, yeah.
I'm the dude.
Yep.
Big Lebowski. Okay. Sean Harnish checking in at Guppy Money on Twitter. Here we go. Hockey trends. Penguins, last 8 home games, first period has gone over. The last 9... New York at Pittsburgh has gone over. The Arizona VGK second period over is 12-0. Last 12 head-to-head.
What?
The Maple Leafs are 8-0 at home following a loss. Third periods, Columbus or Colorado? He puts, I think it's Columbus. 6-0 last 6 games, or it could be Colorado, COL. I don't know. Nashville, third period over, 9 straight. Buffalo, third period over, 7 straight. Sean Harnish, good trends with the hockey.
Okay. Good.
More props. NFL. Allen, 33.5 rushing yards. Paul Charchian went with it under. Singletary, 39.5. These are courtesy of DraftKings.
I don't know if he can get to 40 yards.
I don't think so. Diggs, 94.5. Kelsey, 94.5. Hill, 77.5. VSiN, name a bet at points bet. Total quarterback rushing touchdowns. 1.5. Over plus 550. I like that over. I like that. I think it's a good some pizza money there.
Yeah. That can pop. I don't mind Rodgers or Brady anytime. They're both above $6.
Any wide receiver to get 200 receiving yards. Plus 350. Either game to have 7+ combined touchdown passes. Plus 245. That's all name a bet at points bet.
Did you see their matchups that they have? Most passing yards, Brady is minus 124 against Rodgers.
Yeah, those are good.
Rodgers is even money. Most receiving yards, Tonyan minus 134 against Gronk. Gronk is plus 108. Mm. And you were saying you read a good breakdown on why this could be a Brady and a Gronk game potentially.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like Tonyan as well.
Give me that again.
Tonyan's minus 134.
More than Gronk?
Just to have more receiving yards, yeah.
Gronk had one catch. He didn't have a catch against Washington either, did he?
I'm telling you, like the Tonyan at 134 seems like a really good price. He's going to be a part of this game plan.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to look at that. I don't think Gronk has done much since other than that one touchdown he had against Detroit.
Yep. How about most receiving yards? Adams is minus 182 to Godwin, who's plus 145. You can bet Evans against Lazard. Evans is minus 175. Lazard's plus 135. How about Lazard there at plus 135? Because Evans, if he's going to get Alexander, who's been the best shutdown cornerback in football, according to Pro Football Focus, and he had one catch for 3 yards last week.
One, two, three, four. Five of the last six games, Gronk's had two receptions or fewer. One catch against the Saints. No catches, one target against Washington. Two receptions against Atlanta. Two against Detroit. One against Minnesota. Three against Atlanta for 29 yards. He had a big game against Kansas City. Other than that, he's done nothing since October.
Can I give you another one?
Boy, I like that. I like that a lot.
How about most rushing yards? They put up Jones versus Fournette. Aaron Jones is laying $2. Fournette is plus 155. The Buccaneers can easily hold Jones to 40 yards in this game. Maybe fewer. Maybe he gets to 50, 55. Fournette can't get to 60, 65 yards and beat him? At plus 150.
I don't know how the carries are going to work.
As I said, that's exactly what we said earlier. No. Who knows? Maybe with Arians, you never know. It could be a out of nowhere Ronald Jones game again.
See, I don't know if Tampa, what they're going to do offensively. And they certainly didn't do anything against the Saints. It was just because of turnovers. But that touchdown pass thing is weird because that's all. Tampa loves to throw the ball inside the five. And they love to throw it to Evans.
Yeah.
So that still could be funky where it's like, who's throwing the ball inside the 3 or the 5 yard line? Even though Green Bay could get down there a lot more than Tampa. Maybe they decide to run it in. Rodgers runs it in or what, but Tampa loves to throw it down there.
Yeah.
Especially loves to look to Evans.
Huge betting menus this week.
It's great.
Love it. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, email is always open. FTM@VSiN.com. FTM@VSiN.com. More props, stuff that we're big fans of for this weekend. And Ian Eagle is calling the AFC title game. He'll join us coming up in about 10 minutes.